When the world is calling, whether it's sunny beaches, global cities, or boardrooms that can't wait, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, a new nonstop to Montreal on Air Canada, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, Columbus makes travel simpler, smarter, and closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
Episode three of Late to the Party podcast.
That's right. You've been listening to our podcast. This is episode three. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So we've learned a lot since last time.
We've learned so much.
Yes, we've learned so much. We've been through so many things. What the fuck is up?
Let's just dive right into it. Brad and I just got Indian food. I have a tummy ache right now.
Yeah. She has a tummy ache. So Indian food right before the podcast, you know, maybe we'll go for something a little lighter.
Hot girl tummy ache issues.
I feel very full, actually. I feel sleepy. So, you know, I'm affected by this as well.
Eepy. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, let's just complain this whole time.
We should complain.
Yeah.
I can complain. I can complain about housing prices.
Oh, God. I won't.
I just bothered Stanzi about that for an hour. But my wife and I finally put down potentially a winning bid in a house in LA, way above asking price, because that's the only way to do it around here. I guess the housing market's alive and well. What it is the housing market here will push you to your absolute limit of what you're willing to spend. Like, no matter what, it's going to just fucking blow you out of the mind. It's just, no matter what, it's just going to blow your mind. Like 5 years ago, every single house we looked at that was good was at the upper echelon of our limit. And it's the same thing today. So I figure just bite the bullet, buy the damn house and call it. Because I'm going to get fucked no matter when I decide to do it. The housing market is not crashing in this area.
I fucking knew as soon as we got in the car today that you were just going to immediately start talking about the housing stuff. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, it's boring.
Yeah,
it is. Okay. So let's talk. I haven't been getting, things have been going pretty well with social media. I haven't been getting a lot of death threats lately. That used to happen more when I was like hitting the kindness creators a lot. But you know, it happens.
I'm sorry. We're not starting this podcast until we address my kidney infection.
Oh, what's going on with your kidneys?
No, I just need to tell the audience.
Oh, let's talk about it. Okay, go ahead.
I already know
what's going on with your kidneys.
Yeah, you do, but they don't.
Okay, tell all the audience what's happened.
I just had like one of the worst medical experiences of my goddamn life.
Uh-huh.
And I need to just like talk about it for a second, because I had for 2 months a kidney infection that I did not know about. And this is crazy. And honestly, this is honestly genuinely a PSA to everyone out there in the world who is experiencing some back pain that won't go away. Go to the doctor. If you are experiencing some weird, because I think generally like people always have like a base level of like weird bad body pain.
Yes.
Right? And you're kind of like, meh. Mm-hmm. It's probably just a whatever, you know, you're like, and you ignore it. And so for me, like, I have always kind of like had like back issues. Mm-hmm. I got a breast reduction because I had back issues. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh yeah, I've always kind of like experienced back pain. And then this was like, I was like, this is just another back pain thing. And it was fucking not that. It was not that, bro. This went on for like 2 months. This was like 2 months of me like having this thing that I didn't know about. Because I talked to my doctor. I was like, yeah, I'm having some back pain. And not having it, like, and we were going to do an x-ray. Mm. And for some reason, like, I just couldn't figure that out. But then I went to, because also, like, the other thing about, like, doctors in LA, doctors in LA, like, their job is to be hot.
Mm.
Their job is to be hot.
It's not to practice medicine. It's to be attractive.
Yes.
Got it.
So, which, I mean, I think I've gotten more attractive since I moved to LA.
Mm-hmm.
It's been helpful.
Mm-hmm.
My doctor is a very handsome man.
Yeah.
But also, I'm coming from, I used to live in Boston. Mm. Boston has some of the best medical care in the country.
For sure.
Because Harvard and MIT are right there.
Of
so
course.
All of those doctors, all those kids graduate from college mm-hmm. with their Harvard and MIT degrees. And mm-hmm. then they go to Mass General Hospital
mm-hmm.
and or like, you know, we have really good hospitals there. And you can still be hot.
Are you saying that all the doctors that are hot end up moving to LA?
I'm
Boston has zero hot doctors?
No, Boston has hot doctors. Like, okay. I definitely have. Like, I had a really hot neurologist.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, LA is, like, we're the doctors of hotness.
Got it.
Yeah.
Well, yes, of course. I mean, it's their job to make people hot. So they're going to be good at it. And they're going to be hot themselves.
They are hot themselves, yeah. Which is why I'm, like, when my doctor kind of, like, slacks a little bit on mm-hmm. doing doctor things, I'm, like, but he's so charismatic.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, ah. But it's bad for your health. It is a health hazard to be a hot doctor because no one wants to tell your hot, you don't want to tell your hot doctor about weird things that are happening to your body.
You mean it's hazardous to have a hot doctor?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, that's definitely true.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to admit something's wrong.
No, I'm not like, he's like, oh yeah, like any constipation. I'm like, I don't, that doesn't happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a,
who
I'm
told
a,
you that?
I'm a girl.
Yeah.
I'm a girl. And yeah, so that's like one. Mm-hmm. But like, okay, so I was just kind of like putting off this like back pain stuff. We went to Coachella
mm-hmm.
and I had the back pain.
Mm-hmm.
But like during Coachella, I was like, I had like a back massager thing that I brought with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, I think this is going to like help me.
Mm.
And I thought it was going to be totally fine. And like after Coachella, my back started to feel better. So I was like, we're out of the woods. Guess I'm okay. Must have just pulled something.
But then
like, well, I guess it was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Less than that, I think. I'm like, in bed, I wake up, it's like 5 a.m. I wake up because my back is in so much pain.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what, the fake? And then I am like, okay, I don't know what to do. Maybe I'll take a hot shower to make my back feel better. No, I like get out of the shower. I try to go back in bed. I'm like, oh, it still hurts. And then I'm starting to feel like weird. So I go and I throw up and I was like, oh, maybe I just was getting sick.
Mm-hmm.
And also around this time, I was also like on my period. So I was like, well, back pain is like a normal period thing. And then like I threw up and then I started getting cold sweats. And then I just dropped to my knees. And I was like, I think I'm dying.
That is so upsetting.
Yeah. Did I not tell you that?
No, I mean, you told me that you went to the ER.
Yeah.
But I like didn't know that you sort of like vomited and then like fell to your knees in pain. Like when you went there, you called an ambulance or did you call an Uber?
No, I called an Uber in this economy.
I love that it's normal for us to call Ubers instead of ambulances.
I took an Uber Black
mm-hmm.
to the ER.
So it was a nice one.
It was a nice Uber. Yeah.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I've been in an ambulance before. I've been
yeah.
in an ambulance a couple of times.
It probably sucks.
It's
like the music's not very good. The driver's like speeding a little bit, like the road's bumpy, right?
They're like, we have waters in the back for you if
yeah.
you want to. And I'm like, no. But here's the thing is that, like, I think it's kind of embarrassing
to be in an ambulance.
To be in an ambulance when if you can walk, if you're not like completely
oh,
like.
Oh, God. You yeah. think it's humiliating unless it, it, you're it incapacitated.
Is,
yeah.
Like, I think it is like a little humiliating to get into an ambulance if you're not like completely incapacitated.
You're right. If you can walk into the ambulance, you should.
Like, what? I'm going to go outside my apartment and just like stand there and like, and then I hear like.
Yeah, it might as well be an Uber at that point.
And then it's like 5 in the morning. Yeah. And then everyone's like, what? And then the lights are flashing.
And they're like, what's wrong with her? She seems fine.
And then I'm just like, hi, I got back pain. Yeah, yeah, like that's embarrassing. Even though I did genuinely think, I was like, I might die today. It was that bad of a pain.
Jeez.
Yeah, it brought me to my knees. I started to black out. I've never had, I'm very pain tolerant.
Yeah.
I've never had pain so bad that I started to genuinely black out until that day. And so I get to the hospital. Also, like, I'm relatively new to LA. I've only been here for a little over a year now. And like, I have never been to like I don't know the hospitals very well.
Yeah.
So I was like, on my phone being like, what's
Yelping
the best
hospitals?
Yeah.
What's the best hospital for sudden back emergency pain?
I was like, best hospital for me to go to right now. And like all of them were like two stars.
You couldn't find a single 5-star hospital?
I found a 3.5.
Where?
Hollywood.
Of course.
Yeah. So that's where I went.
Mm-hmm. Was it a 3.5 star experience?
No.
Oh no, was it a 2-star experience?
I was there for 6 hours.
Yeah, that's not a 3.5-star
I was there
experience.
From like 5:30 in the morning or something to like, I think I left at like 11:30. Like it was like 5 or 6 hours and it was mostly just me sitting in a chair surrounded by like other people who were like addicts who were like coming in being like, you got oxys. And I'm like, oh no.
6 hours.
Yeah, I was like, oh no, my goodness, this is really bad. I hate this. They had me do a urine sample. And then like 3 hours into it, they were like, hey, we lost your urine sample. Oh,
that is funny.
I was like, huh? And they were like, you have to do it again. And I was like, okay. And so I did it. And then immediately, like I don't know, like 20 minutes later, that which was immediate for them.
Yeah.
They like bring me back. They're like, oh, you have a UTI. I was like, what? That explains the back pain. They're like, well, you had a UTI and then it spread to your kidneys. Now it's a kidney infection. And I was like, fuck. And that's because your kidneys are
in your back.
In the back.
Yes. Let that be a lesson in anatomy to everybody at home.
Yeah.
Because your kidneys are in your back.
Yeah, because they want to teach you slope-intercept form in school. Mm. What they should be teaching you is like, hey, here's where everything in your body is.
Yeah, yeah, make you point to it.
That did make me think about school, though, and things in school and how they just don't, like, teach
don't
you
give
things.
Us anything cool or useful.
Yeah, like, teach me where everything is and what I should know
going
into life.
I feel like there must be some sort of middle ground for Ubers to have, like, emergency and ambulance services. I feel like there are a lot of people in your position. They're not debilitated enough.
Uber crisis.
Yeah, Uber crisis.
Yeah.
That's good. You can choose your Uber X, you can choose your Uber Black, or you can get your Uber crisis, which is like an ambulance, but it doesn't turn on all the lights to bother the neighbors.
It just has one light.
Yeah.
They just pop on like one.
Yeah. Well, it's a real ambulance, but they don't make a big deal of it. Like that's basically when you choose that service, it's like, I know that I can't drive myself. I know I need extra care, but I don't want to like make a big deal of it. Cause you just said it yourself that you don't want to walk out of your apartment at 5 a.m. lights blaring, fire truck comes and it's just sort of you standing there. Right.
So yeah, I also don't want to pay $1,400.
Yeah, it's also very expensive, but if it was like a lower amount with trained EMTs, I think this could be like a legitimate class of Uber crisis. I'm telling you
Uber
that.
Uber crisis actually. I think Uber crisis has legs.
Uber crisis has legs. Have you heard of the Black Wolf app?
Mm-mm.
Oh, the Black Wolf app. I love it. I love it. It came up on TikTok for me. It's a guy, I think, in Atlanta who started an Uber service where all of the drivers are armed. They all have guns.
Wow.
Yes. So the whole gimmick is like, your safety is our priority. So every single one of our drivers is an ex-veteran or like an armed services man, and they're all packing heat. Hey, if you got enemies, that guy is going to protect you. Like, that's the job. I'm sure it costs a boat to like get a ride anywhere, but they pull up in like a badass car and they're armed to the teeth. I mean, I could see how some people might be uncomfortable with somebody having a gun in the car.
Yeah.
But then again, if you're the type of person using the service, you probably have other people coming after you at some point with their own guns. So it'd be nice to have somebody packing.
Yeah, I guess if you legitimately have haters.
Yeah.
Haters that want you dead.
That want to kill you. Yeah. You know what I mean? Not just like online people trolling you, giving death threats. I mean, I feel I hope the service succeeds, although I don't know how much of a market there really is. It would have to be like, because they're competing with Uber. I mean, it can't be more than like $100 a ride. It's just, I love that it exists. And I like that.
Can you get it here?
No, only in like two cities.
Oh, okay.
Only in like two cities. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I think that's, you know, I think there's markets for like other types of Ubers though. Uber Crisis, you know, the Black Wolf. Like I'm sure there's other types of Ubers that can be like very useful. There should be Uber Puke. They should have an Uber where they show up and like all the seats are already lined because you're already drunk as shit. And now they're ready for it. Like people don't want to puke in an Uber.
What driver would willingly sign
Oh, it's going to be expensive. But basically when you choose that service, you already know that you're blackout drunk. And so part of the reason people, you know, end up getting like fined or screwed over their Uber drivers is because they try not to puke and then they end up doing it already. Well, this one, they've sort of prepared you for it. It doesn't have legs. I don't think that one has legs. That'd be a gross proposition. Yeah. Uber Crisis is better.
Uber Crisis.
Uber
works.
Crisis is the better get of this conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not Uber Puke.
But I mean, speaking on sort of the death threat thing, I think that's a good segue into that conversation.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I think no matter where you are in the political spectrum, you get death threats.
Well, here's the thing. Is like the reason that we started talking about death threats is because like I left like a comment on someone's like video on TikTok or something and got like, and it was like I left like one comment and I got like two response videos out of that one comment. Mm. And they were basically trying to like, I don't know, they were spreading some misinformation about me. Mm. So then I made a response video to that person, basically clearing, I didn't say anything bad about them. I just said like, hey, like this is wrong. Here are the receipts. And instead of like, and then that person was, and this is a thing that I see happen on the internet all the time. It was like, that person tried to be like, listen, why couldn't we have handled this privately? And it was like, you made two videos. Public response videos to me, and I didn't make a response to the first one. Like, all I did was leave a comment. I didn't make a response video to your first video. Mm-hmm. And then you made a second video that I... And then I responded to that one. And now you're mad at me because I have more followers than you. So like you get ratio. And they're like, why would you send hate to a smaller creator? And it's like, if you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. I've always felt this way. I'm like, if you can't take the heat, get out of the goddamn kitchen. Mm-hmm. If you know, like you have to know going into it. You have to know that if you make a video about like a creator that's bigger than you, that there is potential that person will see that and respond to you. And you have to be prepared to handle that. But it is like tale as old as time. Yeah. It happens every goddamn time. As soon as that person gets a thing, they're like, well, now I'm getting death threats.
Yeah, like as if that's your fault.
And it's just, all it is, it's like, because one, I don't believe most of them. I don't think most of these people are getting death threats. Correct. I'm like, there's just no way. Mm-hmm. There's no way. I'm like, what is a death threat at this point? Mm-hmm. Because telling someone to kill themselves isn't a death threat.
No.
It's a death suggestion.
Of course. It's definitely just a suggestion. It's hardly
a death suggestion.
It's not a threat to anybody.
It's not nice.
No. But it's not a threat.
But it's not a threat.
No, no.
No. It's just like, hey, you should do that. And then you don't have to do that thing.
No, that's the natural consequence of swing. That's the consequence that comes from swinging on someone bigger than you. That is how the ecosystem of the internet works. Death threats are a natural response to that. And if you swing on someone bigger than you, and you might be in the wrong, if you swing on someone bigger than you, you better make sure your ass is completely in the right. Yeah. Because you've chosen to take this uphill battle. You have to make such a compelling argument or make such a cool video attacking that person that even their fans should be swayed. But even if some of their fans are swayed, you are going to get some of their fans telling you maybe you should kill yourself. You know, and that means something. Like, you should be able to let it wash off your back and understand it's part of the ever-changing ecosystem of the internet. Like, I've picked on people bigger than me, and yeah, a couple people will DM me telling me to kill myself. Yeah, they'll wish horrific things on my wife and child, and I don't let it get me down, because at the end of the day, this is how it works. You know, if you're going to attack somebody, get ready for the consequences. Otherwise, yeah, just get out of the fucking kitchen.
But yeah, it is like, it's almost used as like a, like just like a...
Oh, like it's your fault they're getting death threats?
Yeah, because it's basically used as like a move. Uh-huh. Like it's a, like a strategy in, it's a, like if this was a video game, uh-huh, that would be like the next like power move from the, you know, like, I'm losing this battle, better use my final move, death threats.
What's this? I'm being ratioed. You've activated my trap card. I'm going to accuse your fans of sending me death threats. Ha! And that'll make you apologize.
Wow, I didn't know you were a bully.
Yeah. Because then they're expecting you to be like, telling your followers, be like, hey guys, don't send them death threats. I didn't mean for you to do that. And like, yeah, I've seen that type of video go up. Like I've seen weaker people be like, hey guys, I just want to let you know it's not cool to send death threats. Everybody knows it's not cool to send death threats.
Yeah.
Everybody knows it's not cool to send death threats.
Why do I have to be the one to say it?
Don't make us, don't try to guilt me. Like, just because.
Hey guys, it's not cool to send death threats. Wait. What?
Whoa.
Mind
blown. I've been sending death threats to everyone.
Everybody.
I thought it was super fun.
Once
I said, like,
a day for me, at least.
I threatened the life of the Starbucks barista on my way over here.
I sent my mom a death threat.
Yeah, I thought it was a nice way of saying hello in my culture. Yeah. I mean, in the internet, that's kind of true. So.
But I'm like, death threats? No.
No.
I'm like, you're not getting a death threat.
Like, they might be getting death threats, but they're all very hollow. It's all just, even if they are getting a death threat.
That's a 14-year-old on the internet.
Even, that's my point. Even if they are getting a death threat, the chances are very high that that person who sent you that DM has a fucking Majin Buu profile picture from Dragon Ball Z. They are not like a hardened criminal stalking your house. It's just that that's the knee-jerk reaction of some young people on the internet. And, you know, I think unless there's a credible threat to life, it should not be taken very seriously.
Yeah. Unless you're like getting doxxed or something.
No, getting doxxed is different. Getting doxxed, like once they start posting addresses and once they start dealing with that kind of shit.
Yeah, like that's a different sort of story. But
that's
like,
the line that can't be crossed.
Yeah. But like the death threat is just the final move for someone to use.
When they're losing an
argument.
When
they're losing an argument. Yeah. And it happens every time.
And the thing is that the bigger creator will never say, like, could you imagine if we just said, could you imagine if one of the bigger creators arguing with somebody was like, hey guys, go send them death threats. Like we never actually say, go send them death threats. Like, they choose to on their own. Like, that's fine.
But also, like the one, like the specific one that I was talking about, I was like, like, I don't know. There were like 100 comments on my video.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, maybe like 1,000 likes. I'm like, that wasn't like at the time. That's how many there were. I was like, that's not like for my platform and for like, I don't know, just like the internet as a whole. I was like, it didn't go viral or anything. I was like, that's not a whole lot of people.
Yeah.
Out of all those people, you got a death threat from one of them? I was like, there's no way. They were just like, here's my trump card.
Gotta use
my trump card right now because I'm losing this argument.
That's fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't like it.
But now that we are on the topic of, I guess, death.
What do you want to talk about?
I just showed Brad this video in the...
Yeah, it's very disturbing.
Yeah, I just showed Brad this fucking video at this when we were getting lunch. I like how we were like, I'm like, here, watch this while you're eating your meal.
No, because I couldn't believe she said she saw it on TikTok, and it was a man being attacked by a shark in the water.
Yeah,
and
it was a man in Egypt getting attacked by a tiger shark.
Yeah, it's brutal. Like, it's far away. You see his legs go up, like the water turns pink. I mean, that is a That's a rough wash.
Brutal. Yeah, he was some Russian guy. Wash. Yeah.
He was a Russian guy?
Yeah.
Well, was he just like, he was just swimming out there and like in a tourist area?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess it was like, it was definitely near like a beach or a dock or something.
But I mean, at the end of the video, they got the tiger. They got the tiger shark.
Yeah, they got the tiger
At the end of the
shark.
Video, they killed it and they pulled it up on the boat. They're like, this is what you get.
Yeah, they were like beating it. They were like, Yeah.
Really show them. That's what you get for doing exactly what you would normally do in the wild.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, are they concerned that if he eats one human, he'll like get a taste for humans and like prefer them at that point?
That's kind of like, I think that's kind of, no.
It just seems illogical. It just seems silly.
It's just like, yeah. Well, it's like, because they do that with other animal attacks too. They do it with like bears. And like stuff, they're like, oh, we got to go find it and then like kill it. And
I don't think that's effective. I think they need to do it in front.
I think it's genuinely revenge.
I think it's genuinely a revenge, but I think they're not accomplishing anything. What they need to do is they need to make other of the animals watch the execution take place. This way they can talk about it. So when a bear mauls a man and they kill the bear, they don't. They usually take the bear away or they kill it on the spot. What they need to do is they need to put out some bait in the park so other bears watch, and then they kill the bear. They're like, this guy killed one of us. Watch what happens. And then take him out. This way the other bears are now afraid.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
I don't know. If I was a shark and I saw my buddy eat a human and then all of a sudden, like, the humans drove out with boats and had him in a thing and they're like, hey, all the sharks should check this out. And then they took him out. I think that would affect me emotionally.
Many people have dubbed the ocean monster soup.
Sure.
And it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, yeah, seeing a bunch of people like killing, although like humans are definitely the biggest threat to the ocean.
Yeah, they're seeing killing all the time in the ocean.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like it's just, it goes crazy down there. Mm-hmm,
yeah.
The ocean goes crazy.
The ocean's a wild place. Everything's got teeth. It's trying to eat. Deep. Yeah.
We don't even know what's going on in a lot of those places.
Too scary.
Yeah, no, it was scary. It's scary down there. Yeah. I don't fuck with the ocean. I would go in the ocean.
No, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
It always makes me curious about those surfers who get like attacked by a shark and they lose a limb and they're like, I ain't gonna let it stop me surfing. It would 100% stop me from surfing. Like, I admire that. Like, good, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. You're definitely facing your fears. I would stop surfing instantly. Like, the last time you went surfing, you lost a limb. Like, that's super rare. Please don't surf again. I don't know. Maybe I'm just not into that life.
Like, there's just a different sort of, like, mentality. Because for me and you, people look at us like we're crazy because we're like, yeah, we do all these drugs.
And we go to parties.
We go to parties and we take psychedelics but we don't do like ketamine.
Yeah, we don't do like physically sort of risky things, you know what I mean? Like jump off of buildings and like, you know, go in the ocean.
Yeah, people are just so addicted to like the adrenaline of it. I don't know. They got something to prove.
Mental problems.
Like, yeah, like I guess like going to the beach is one thing because
you're not getting in the water. The sharks don't come up on the beach.
Sometimes they get close enough. Like, well, obviously if you're surfing, like there's a chance. But like, I'm not taking even that risk.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think there's a difference between that and then the people that like, you know, like. Do the free climbing or things like that.
Yeah, the free climbers are nuts. That's crazy. Did you see that documentary about the free climber who he did some very difficult climb. I think it's called like Half Dome or something. Did you see the documentary on him?
Yeah,
how he has like a neurological thing where he doesn't feel fear. I think that's a bit of a cheat code, to be honest with you. That's not, I mean, yeah, it's very impressive that he did it, you know, from a physical standpoint. But like, if you have a part of your brain that's broken, that you don't feel fear, I mean, kind of using a cheat code, right? Like, You don't experience fear
how
like the
I
rest of us.
How do I get broke brain?
Yeah, if you've got brokey yeah. brain like that, you're not really overcoming anything because you don't have any sense of self-preservation.
I'm so glad I actually don't have that, though.
Mm, yes, of course.
Because then I will never put myself in a situation like that because I see that guy. And I've seen him fall.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has like a parachute, you know, like a, on his back in case of like when he does fall.
Yeah.
You know, like he's like, oh, I got a parachute. But, you know, like.
That's so
that
crazy.
Is so he's had to use it before.
That's so crazy.
And then he the only thing that he gets like the only reaction he has is that he gets mad
that he didn't complete the climb.
That he didn't complete the climb.
What a jerk.
He's just like, ah, god damn it. Oh, so annoying. And I'm like, you almost just fucking died, bro.
He's like, yeah, but he didn't complete the climb.
Yeah, that guy's crazy. Yeah. And I don't know how he has a girlfriend.
Yeah, she's probably stressed all the time. Doesn't he have a family?
Yeah.
Oh, boo.
I think they got married and I think they have children. And I'm like, that? Absolutely fucking not.
Yeah.
I don't even want a partner that
wants to do those things.
Goes hiking. Like, boo. I don't wanna date a guy that wants to go camping.
Boo.
Yeah, no, I don't like ocean is a crazy place. I don't go down there. Did you hear that there's another billionaire that wants to go see the Titanic?
Let him. That sounds great.
No, he's going. So there's this guy. No, let me pull it up. Let me pull it up because I wanna know his name. But there's a billionaire that it was like, I want to prove that the Titanic, like that it's safe to go down there.
He wants to prove that like the Titan was a good idea.
Yeah, another billionaire is going to the Titanic, but he says he's not ignoring industry standards. So, yeah.
Why do billionaires keep on wanting to go see the Titanic? It seems so boring.
Larry Connor. Yeah. He basically is trying to prove that it's safe to go see the Titanic, which... No.
So what?
Yeah, so what?
So what?
Who cares?
Who wants to keep seeing this rubble? It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to see sea trash. It's boring.
Yeah.
Oh,
hey,
whatever.
You want to come down to the bottom of the ocean and see some garbage?
God, it just seems like the most boring vacation in the world.
And I don't think
we'll risk
so.
Your life.
And let me pay, I would like to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to go see trash at the bottom of the ocean.
Well, maybe he's trying to develop like an economically viable form where it's more like a submarine bus.
He's
where he
not,
brings more people down.
He's not creating anything.
Oh.
He's just paying to go down there, I'm pretty sure. He's just like, yeah, he's just an ultra wealthy guy. Yeah, he's part of like the explorer community. And has been to the depths of the ocean as well as the heights of space. Oh, so I bet he was one of those billionaires that paid to go.
He goes up to Everest. He goes out into
space.
He goes
whatever,
into Titanic.
You know?
This way he can take pictures and prove to his kids that he's been everywhere. It's a very silly way to live.
Yeah, he was basically like, I'm going to do it and it's going to be totally fine.
The Everest thing doesn't make any sense to me either.
Did you see like the recent Everest stuff?
You see, here's the problem. Let me tell you something funny. Every time anyone will mention Everest, there's always a recent Everest stuff. Like no matter no matter how old I get, whenever somebody brings up Everest, there's always like a recent death situation. Is that what happened?
It was like there was a traffic jam basically.
That's
so
crazy.
So a bunch of these like... people that were trying to go on Everest were just like stuck there for like hours and hours and hours because they just couldn't move because there was a traffic jam. There are too many people on the mountain.
They need to build some highways up there. They need to build some better infrastructure so that people can more effectively go up and down the mountain. That's the problem. They're on these ropes and stuff. They should just get some dynamite in there, build a nice little, you know, funicular?
They should just turn it into a parking lot.
They just turn it into a parking garage.
They should open up a Target.
Put a Starbucks down there.
Oh, yeah, great.
get a couple coffee shops, turn it into a tourist attraction. It just seems like Everest is so boring.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Oh, I just saw China accused of cover-up as they secretly removed British explorer from Mount Everest.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
So what?
They just died up there? Close it.
I don't necessarily think they should close it.
I think they should close it. It's a hazard.
It's a hazard. Yeah, it is a hazard. I'm trying to think of any reason why it's logical. I mean, people pay a lot of money to those Sherpas to bring them up there. You know, that's like their entire livelihood. So it's technically, I think it's good for their economy. It just feels so boring, you know, to be stuck in a traffic jam on the summit of a mountain sounds crazy.
But they're also like destroy, like they just like, it's so dirty too.
Yeah, because they can't remove bodies because if you go up there to remove a body, you'll probably die. So yeah. On your way up, you see like a bunch of bodies. You see a pile of bodies.
I mentioned this on my old podcast, but yeah, Green Boots. Green Boots is like a staple.
Like a famous body.
From like the 1940s or something.
And what, nobody can remove Green Boots because to do so would compromise that person's health and probably make them die as well.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day.
And the bodies are like preserved.
Yeah, they don't decompose because it's so cold. It just seems like a very dystopian hellscape that as time goes on, there's just more and more bodies piled up to where like you see the snow. How many bodies are underneath that layer of snow? It's fucking dozens. It's crazy.
People are just walking by like it's just normal.
Yeah, and celebrating it.
That's the craziest thing. I'm like, you're the weird ones. Mm-hmm. I'm not weird because I like to do ketamine. You're weird because you want to climb a mountain.
Yeah, you're weird because you go into something called the death zone.
Yeah.
And then you're shocked when you see bodies on the death zone.
Yeah.
And then when you get into trouble and Sherpas have to risk their lives in the death zone and some of them die to recover the rich tourist in the death zone. You were like, what? What's so crazy about this?
I remember the last time I talked about like Everest and stuff, people got so mad at me because I was like, oh, because I was just like, hey, white people need to stop doing crazy shit. And then they were like, well, it's not just white people. And I'm like, yeah, but it's a lot of them.
Is it? I mean, I'd like to see the statistics on that. I'd like to see the statistics.
I think it's more than just not just Everest specifically, but just like all of the people that I know.
Risky billionaire like, shit.
Yeah. Like a lot of those like the free climber people. And I was like, I mean, it was just a throwaway joke, but I was
that
like,
hey, really seriously.
Stop doing crazy. Cause there's like also a joke about like they're like white women are afraid of nothing. And I think it's specifically talking about just like how, like white women kind of like will weaponize, you know, like their tears and stuff like against like black people specifically. Mm-hmm. But then there are videos of like there's this one woman on TikTok, like the whole conversation about the man versus the bear thing. I think that's what we were talking about like in episode one.
We didn't talk about that.
Yeah. So like there's this woman on TikTok and then sometimes I just go through her profile because I think it's so fucking crazy. She like lives in the woods and she basically just like lets bears come into her house.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
So they're friends. Supposedly.
Yeah, they just like walk into her house.
Does she feed them?
No. She doesn't do anything that you're like, I mean, she does. Obviously, you're not supposed to let bears into your house. She doesn't, but you're like, obviously, you're not supposed to feed them because then they become like, you don't want them to become reliant on stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So she doesn't like, she has certain like boundaries that she won't cross, but she will like open her door and there are just bears like outside her house, like waiting
That's
to kind of
crazy.
Come in. Yeah, there was one that tried to like pull out she had a vacuum cleaner mm-hmm. and it was like, it pulled the vacuum cleaner out from her living room, like onto the porch.
To try and use it?
He was just like, I'm going to grab this.
Being a bear.
Yeah. And she was like, ha ha ha, this is so. And like she bought like a scratching thing for them because she doesn't touch them.
Probably a good plan.
But she kind of does. She tries to touch their nose and then they take their paws and they go like that. And then she like puts her hands on their nose. And I'm like, you're fucking
Is this in Russia?
No, she's American. Oh, I'm pretty sure she's American.
That's crazy.
Yeah. She's like, I love you. I love you, honey. I love you, baby. And then she's just like sitting there talking to them. And like, they're just sitting there being bears. And she's like, aren't you a good baby? She's teaching them tricks too.
Are they cool tricks?
She's like, can you sit?
That's
can you
awesome.
Sit? And they're just like, can honestly, you come up?
Kind of uh-huh. a kind of a cool party trick.
Yeah, she's like teaching the bears how to like sit and come up. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And she's just like, yeah, I'm just in the woods with the bears. Like she'll walk out of our house if a bear is there. Mm-hmm. And she's just like chilling with the bear.
Damn. Bears. One hell of a fucking thing. That's crazy.
That is nuts.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we hope you enjoyed our.
Oh yeah, we hope you enjoyed our fucking episode. Of what venting about animals?
Sharks. We talked about sharks and bears, housing prices.
Yeah, all
the things that you tune in to hear about.
Yeah.
Now that you know all about Stonzi's UTI, you feel closer to us as an audience, and will respond when we finally take on sponsors.
Yeah.
Correct.
Don't go into the woods. Take care of your kidneys.
If your back starts to hurt a lot, call Uber Crisis. Don't call an ambulance. Uber Crisis.
We're here to take you to the ER.
In style.
Yeah.
That's a funny one.
At the end of it, they're like, if you ever want my services, here's a card.
Yeah, they give you a card. Like, yeah. Yo, you or anybody else gets a gunshot wound.
I can take you to Coachella.
I can get you past. Dude. What they need is a service where they fast track you through the line at the ER. They're like, yo, I know a guy. It's like a club.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, if you get to the ER and you get to the ER and because you know a guy who knows a guy,
take him in through
the back door. Like, who do you know?
Yeah.
Oh, I know Jeff. Oh, Jeff, take him in through the back door.
Oh, he knows Dr. Jeff.
Yeah,
all right.
Oh, shit.
All right.
Let him in.
He's in.
Yeah.
We got a table for you and a bottle.
Yeah, table, bottle. Like I think.
And an IV.
I think there's room for like a VIP experience at the ER that money's being left on the table here. So if you call Uber Crisis,
we're going to take care of you.
Set you up. Bottles for up to 10 people.
Yeah.
We got Steve Aoki. I think that's
Steve Aoki's there just throwing cake at the person. That's
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, huh. yeah. And as we always say, thank you for tuning in to our podcast.
And we'll see you next time.
Goodbye. Yeah, nailed it. We nailed it.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.